灯突然暗了啊，可以调一下那两个灯灭。好，下午好，弟兄姊妹们，朋友们。
Good afternoon, brothers, sisters.
我们继续来读加拉太书。我们打开圣经加拉太书。
We continue to read the book of Galatians.
我们看第三章。
Let's read Galatians chapter 3.
我们多读一点吧，我们从第一节开始读吧。
Let's read from verse 1.
我们读到十四节。
Let's finish at verse 14.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
无知的加拉太人呐、啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们这一件：你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？你们受苦如此之多，都是徒然的吗？难道果真是徒然的吗？那赐给你们圣灵又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢，是因你们听信福音呢？正如亚伯拉罕信神，神就算为他的义。所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙，并且圣经既然预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
All who rely on works, on the law, are under a curse. For it is written, cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law, and do them. No, it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith.
律法原不本弃，只说行这些事的就必因此活着。基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。好，我们都知道加拉太书讲的是什么。
We know that what the book of Galatians talk about.
是因为有些人呢来到加拉太这个地方。
Because some of the people came to Galatia.
他们要传一种的不是福音的道理。
They preached a gospel is not with the truth.
他们说呢，就是你们相信耶稣得到得到救恩非常的好。
They preached, yes, you received Jesus as your salvation. That is good.
但这还不够好。
But that's not good enough.
你们还要守律法，靠行为来称义。
You need to do the good work by the law.
那么保罗就针对这种的道理。
Then Paul focused and focused on these, you know, problems.
就把这个因信称义的道理呢，再次的说在加拉太人的心中。
Paul stated that just by the faith and in front of the people of Galatia.
那么上次呢 ，David 弟兄呢就跟我们分享了第三章的第一节到第五节。
Our brother David have shared already with you from the verse 1 to verse 4.
那么今天呢，我来分享第六节到第十四节。
I'm going to share with you from verse 6 to verse 11.
因为这两节是两部分是连在一起的。
Because they are all connected together.
那么 David 弟兄跟我们分享当中呢，这里呢，保罗给加拉太人提了几个问题。
Here, when our brother David shared with you, there's two questions Paul asked.
其实很简单的一个道理啊，如果我们不是因信称义的话
，It is a very common knowledge. If we are not justified by faith,
那么耶稣就不必死了。
Then Jesus shouldn't die for us.
对不对？他就不必要死了。
He does not need to die for us.
所以开始保罗就说了，那么耶稣基督钉十字架不是已经活化在你们面前了吗
？Here he said.Who, you know, if before your very eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified,
难道你们还不明白吗
and you still do not understand?
这个道理是这样的简单。
Is that simple?
当然道理毕竟是道理，总有人是不明白的。
Knowledge is the knowledge. Some people would not understand well.
所以呢，保罗就问了另外一个问题。
Then Paul asked the second question.
这就不是道理了。
This is not the knowledge.
这是经历。
But this is experience.
他问了，你们得圣灵是因为行律法呢，还是因为听信福音呢？
Paul asked them, Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing the faith?
对不对？你们得到圣灵了吧？
Have you received the Holy Spirit?
那你们得到圣灵是因为你们守割礼行律法呢？
It's because by the works of the law and circumcision.
那么这里有一个前提哈。
There's this condition.
圣灵给什么人呀？
What's the Holy Spirit upon?
圣灵是给一般外面的人吗？
Does Holy Spirit upon everybody?
圣灵是给义人的，对不对？
Holy Spirit only upon the righteous people.
圣灵叫什么？圣灵叫真理的圣灵，对不对？
What's the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit also called the Holy Spirit of the truth.
是世上人所不接受的，对不对？
That the Gentiles cannot receive it.
所以既然你们受了圣灵，你们就是已经被称义的人了。
Even though you have received the Holy Spirit, you are the righteous people.
这是第一个问题。
That's the first question.
加拉太人很难回答的，很难拒绝的，很难就是拒绝回答这样的问题的。
The Christian in Galatians is hard to say no.
因为这是经历里的事情。
Because that's their own experience.
但接下来第二个问题呢，就是另外一个比较困难的问题了。
But the second question when Paul asked is a little bit difficult for the Galatians.
保罗问了，那你们靠圣灵进门，难道还要靠肉体来成全吗？
Paul also asked, Have you begun by the Spirit? Are you now being perfected by the flesh?
这个就是我们常见的一个事情了。
This is a very common problem.
因为那些犹太人过来告诉他们一个道理。
Because the Jewish from the Jerusalem come and to teach them.
说感谢主啊，你们外邦人也蒙受了神的恩典。
They said, Thank the Lord, even though you are Gentiles and the salvation has upon you.
你们因信耶稣呢，就被称义了。
Because you believed in Jesus, you are justified.
这非常的好。
This is good.
太好了，感谢主。
This is great. Thank the Lord.
但为什么不好上加好呢？
But why not be more better?
你们在守一个律法。
You should keep the law.
因为你进了门了，你就要好好的按照神的规矩来活，对不对？
Because you have begun by the Spirit, you still have to do good things.
所以你好好守神的律法。
So you should do the good works by the law.
神就会心满意足。
Then you will satisfy God's heart.
这对一般的人来说呢，这是非常的困难的一个困难的问题了。
For most people, this is a very difficult problem, a very difficult question.
所以保罗针对这两个问题。
So to focus these two problems.
那今天他要在这两个方面来解决这两个问题。
Paul would like to share something with the people in Galatia.
就是第一个问题就是说。我们得到圣灵是怎么来的呢？
The first thing is Paul asked, How did we receive the Holy Spirit?
那么就说因信称义到底是怎么来的这些事情？
Justified by the faith is where it's come from.
第二部分，
The second,
就是我们要靠信心过属灵的生活。
Second is we need to rely on our faith to live our life.
那么第一部分针对的是我们得圣灵是靠信心得来的。
The first Paul pointed out, we need to, we receive the Holy Spirit by our faith.
第二部分针对就是我们靠圣灵进门，靠什么来成全？
Second is Paul asked, even though we began by the Spirit, what we can rely on to be perfected.
所以呢，结论就是没有第三种情况。
The result is there's no third answer.
我们既承受了恩典，却要靠行为来生活，没有这种事情。
We have received, by the grace, and we cannot rely on our good works.
So, 所以我们第一部分来看我们圣灵是如何得到的。
Let's see how did we receive the Holy Spirit.
因为这是一个经历的问题。
This is experience.
所以我们每个人都有这样的经历。
So everybody who received Jesus have this experience.
所以呢，13年前呢，我就参加了这个福音营。
13 years ago, I went to the gospel camp.
不是特别情愿就去的。
I wasn't willing to go that camp.
就是没有办法了，就去吧，试一试，看能不能解决我的问题。
I was forced to go because I have no other way to solve my own problem.
所以第一堂听刘志雄弟兄讲信息的时候，
The first message, I was sitting there listening to Brother Peter Liu.
他上面讲一句话，我脑袋里就有一句话回他。
Everything he said, you know, in my mind, I against it with approve.
就是反对他的说法。
Just against what he said.
当然不能说出来。
Of course, I cannot speak out.
结果呢，在这个他信息讲完呼召的时候。
After he finished his message, he started calling people.
有人去过福音营，知道那个陈弟兄的见证哈，那个陈庆敏弟兄。
You know, if you went to gospel camp, you probably know Brother Chan.
他是被人从座位上给拉起来的哈，就截肢了。
He was forced to stand up and to be saved.
我没有那么严厉哈，但是我也是不太情愿就举了手。
A similar situation, I was put my hand up, but without willingness.
但是奇妙的是哈。
The wonderful thing is,
举完手再回来之后，
after,
你再坐下听的时候，
after I put my hand up and when I sit back again and listen to the message,
所以第二场信息我听进去了。
The second message I'm able to agree with it.
讲的是什么呀？
What they are talking about.
讲的是罪的事情。
Think about, they were talking about sin.
所以我一下子就一下看到自己是个罪人。
Suddenly I just saw I'm a sinner.
所以看到我是罪人呢，对你们来说不是问题，很简单。
To say I am a sinner is shouldn't be a problem for you.
但看到我是罪人，对我来说是件大事，因为我看不到嘛。
But for me is a very big thing because I couldn't see I was a sinner before.
所以呢，他就在讲这个你是罪人的时候，我就里面说啊，我真的是个罪人。
When Brother Liu preached, you know, we are sinners. I acknowledged I am a sinner.
就脑袋里过电影一样，把所有我过去做的不好的事情，我都一下想起来了。
Just like the movie in my mind, and I was thinking about all the bad things I have done.
所以那个时候呢，突然有个东西就来了。
In that moment, something touched me.
就是说不出的那种感觉。
I couldn't express it with the language.
我尽量给形容一下。
I try to explain it to you.
就是好像一个东西在这里哈。一下来了，就在这里，这个地方就满了，在心里面。
Seems like something and filled here in my chest.
你知道自己是个罪人，这是个严肃的事情啊。
You know it's a very serious thing if you know you're a sinner.
因为你要自责嘛，我做了那么多错事，怎么办呀
？Because you're gonna rebuke yourself and you did so many wrong things.
因为好多事情你是没办法说一声对不起就完了的事情。
Because so many things you cannot just see.Sorry and let it go.
所以奇怪的是，那个东西来了之后呢，我心里面没有自责。
But when the things filled in my chest, I do not have that rebuked.
虽然后悔，但并不因此觉得自己就不行了那种的感觉。
Even though I was regret, but I do not have the feeling to feel feared.
反正有一种确据，有一种平安，有一种喜乐。
But I do have assurance and peace and joy in my heart.
其实当时我什么都不懂，什么意思呀？
Actually, that time I do not know anything.
而后来我跟别人分享的时候，弟兄告诉我啊，那就是圣灵进到那里面来了。
After that, I shared with others about my experience, and they told me.
我一下明白，哦，这就是圣灵进来了。
Then they told me, oh, that is the Holy Spirit. You received the Holy Spirit.
怪不得从那之后，我心里面好像就两个人在那里打仗。
No matter after that, you know, there's two different forces, a fight inside me.
以前占了小便宜，觉得很高兴啊。
Sometimes if I did something and I'm happy.
以前我花10块钱买个东西，别人找我90几块。
If I spent $10 and they return me $99.
我是非常的高兴，哇，太好了。
I would be very happy. That would be good.
那后来我去买东西，人家多找2块钱，我觉得哎呀，好像不太好意思吧。
After that, if the if I pay the money they give me more, I feel bad.
所以得到圣灵是一个经历的问题。
To receive the Holy Spirit is one's experience.
那加拉太人也是一样的。
To the people in Galatia are the same.
因为他们还没有资格行律法的时候，
because,
他们就得到了圣灵啊。
Because they received the Holy Spirit before they know the law of the Jewish people.
你要知道，想让那些想像犹太人那样行律法，你要完成一系列的手续的。
You know, and to obey the law, and you have to do a lot.
就说你为了行律法，你必须首先行一些律法。
You have to do so many things and so many rules before you keep the law.
有点绕，对吧？这就是什么？你要成为犹太人那样行律法呢？你要先被洁净，要献祭，要受割礼，等等等等一系列的事情。据说有316条。
That means if you want to become a Jew, you have to be cleansed, you have to be circumcised, and you have to be you know, offer a sacrifice, and then you can become a Jew.
你想作为外邦的罪人，根本没有可能做这些事情的时候，就因为信耶稣基督，他们就得到了圣灵。
Think about the Christians in Galatia. They were Gentiles. They had no chance to do all these things, and they have received the Holy Spirit.
证明他们是被称义了。
That's proved they are justified by the faith.
所以因信称义是我们这个信仰的一个核心。
Justification by faith is the key point for us.
那么第一个问题就是说，我们因信称义是怎么来的
？How this justification by faith, where did it come from?
所以这不仅仅是一个我们经历当中的问题。
It is not just our experience.
所以保罗在这里通过神的话来把因信称义这件事情说清楚。
Paul did a good teaching through the word of God.
所以到第六节，正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算他的义。
Just as the verse 6 and said, just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness.
所以这因信称义从哪来的呢
？So where this righteousness by faith come from?
从亚伯拉罕那里来的。
It's from Abraham.
这是保罗提出的第一个论点。
That is the first point by Paul.
可能那些犹太人听到。保罗说：“从亚伯拉罕那来的那些犹太人都高兴地跳起来了。”
Maybe the Judaism said, "Wow, well, that is from Abraham. That is good to us."
为什么呀？因为亚伯拉罕是受割礼的祖先呀。
Why? Because Abraham is the ancestor who is the first circumcised.
是犹太人他们行律法的祖先呀。
They are the ancestor who obeyed the law of God.
因为律法从摩西而来，但行割礼是从亚伯拉罕开始。
The law is from Moses, but the circumcision is from Abraham.
但是保罗在这里面说的一圣引用的一节圣经是创世纪十五章第六节。
Here Paul quotes verses from Genesis chapter 15.
我们不用看了哈，就说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算作他的义。
And here said.Abraham believed the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
这下子犹太人没有话说了。
Then, you know, the Judaism has nothing to say.
因为就写在圣经上面的。
Because it was written in the Bible.
而且关键是什么呢
？What's the key point here?
那么亚伯拉罕信神是在什么时候
？The point is when Abraham.
他被称义是在什么时候？
When Abraham believed God, when Abraham was justified,
神向他显现，把天上的星星指给他看，对吧
？God appeared to Abraham and pointed the stars to Abraham.
说你的后裔像天上的星星那么多。
And look, your offspring will be as many as the stars in sky.
亚伯拉罕就非常的高兴啊。
Abraham was very happy.
高兴完了，一想，哎，不对呀，我没儿子。
After that, he said, "Oh."Shouldn't be right because I'm childless.
那再一看，我八十六岁了。
But again, look at my age. I'm 86 years old.
但是亚伯拉罕信神，说他的后裔一定像天上的星星那么多。
But Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord promised his offspring will be as many as the stars in the sky.
这叫信神。
That is the faith.
那什么时候亚伯拉罕受割礼的呢
？When Abraham was circumcised.
在他九十九岁的时候，对吧？神跟他立约。
When he was 99 years old, God made a covenant with him.
说你跟你的后代都要做我的子民，我做你们的神。
God said to Abraham, "You and your descendants will be my people, and I will be your God."
国从你们当中出，君王从你们当中出来。
The nation will come out of you, and the king will from you.
为了这个约定的记号。
Because of the sign of this covenant,
所以亚伯拉罕他们要行割礼。
That's why Abraham need to be circumcised.
所以割礼只是一个约定的记号。
The circumcision is just a sign of this covenant.
所以亚伯拉罕信神，神就称他为义，是在亚伯拉罕受割礼之前。
This is God made Abraham righteousness, and is after Abraham had the circumcision.
为什么这么重要啊?
Why is this
important? 是因为先被称义, 以后才受的割礼, 对吧?
Sorry, he was justified first, then he had circumcision.
不是先受了割礼, 后被称义的。
It is not he had a circumcision first, then he was justified.
哎，这是第一点。
This is the first point.
那么亚伯拉罕信神就称他为义，跟我们有什么关系呢？
So Abraham believed the Lord, and he was justified by the Lord. What's the relationship we have with it?
所以保罗继续说的，你们这些以信为本的人，就是你们靠信心的人呢，就跟亚伯拉罕一样。
Paul said, you know, those of faith who are the sons of Abraham.
就成为亚伯拉罕的子孙哈，那这个关键在哪里呢？
What's the point here?
就是亚伯拉罕这样做了，神就算他为义。
Abraham believed the Lord, and he was counted as righteousness.
所以你们也这样做，神就也算你们为义。
So if we're doing the same, and we are counted as the righteousness.
有没有道理？
Am I right?
有一定的道理，对吧？
Yeah.
有的时候是对的。
Sometimes we are right.
比如袁飞饿了，他吃东西。
For example, if Brother Yuan was hungry,
he
had to eat.
那我饿了，我吃东西，我也饱了。
If I'm hungry, I eat.
但这是对的。
This is right.
那有时候也不一定对的，对不对？
But sometimes it's not right.
那么亚伯拉罕是犹太人，我们外邦人，他们跟我们有什么关系？我们可能是不同的人呀。
Abraham is Israelite, and we are Gentiles.
所以这里面保罗要继续往下讲，怎么能够把亚伯拉罕作为犹太人的祖先，跟我们外邦人来信神得称义有关系？
That's the Paul and pointed out. What's the connection between the Abraham, the Jewish people, and us, the Gentiles? What's the relationship?
第八节，圣经既然预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义，就是神要叫我们这些人称义，是预先神就
Let's read verse 8. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith.
所以就预先传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。
Preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, In you shall all the nations be blessed.
那么我快一点说，怎么得福呢？
How could we gain these blessings?
实际上不是说我们因他做了我们一样做就得福的，不是这么简单。
It's not that easy because he has the blessing we will have.
是因为这里面说的是，所以16节所应许的是原向亚伯拉罕和他的子孙说的。
Let's read verse 16 that said, Now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made.
所以这里面引用的是创世纪22章里面的。
Here is quotes the from Genesis chapter 22.
就是万国怎么能够因亚伯拉罕得福？
How could these all nations be blessed in Abraham?
说万国因你的后裔得福。
And here said, In your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
因为你听从了我的话，万国因你的后裔得福。
Because you have obeyed my voice.
那保罗在这里面说，那个后裔不是指的众后裔，不是指的说那些多数的后裔。
Here the seed is not a plural and it's a single.
指的是那一个后裔。
It's a one seed, it's not seeds.
那一个后裔是谁？
Who is the seed?
是耶稣基督。
It's Jesus Christ.
就是我们这些外邦人，跟加拉太人一样的外邦人，就因为信耶稣基督而得到了亚伯拉罕的福。
We the Gentiles, same as the Christians in Galatians, and because we believe in Jesus, we have this blessing.
那么怎么得到？ 就是因为耶稣基督替我们死了。
How could we gain this blessing? Because Jesus died in our place.
所以他替我们承担了罪的代价。
He bared our sin.
替我们受了咒诅。
He took the curse for us.
亚伯拉罕的信是因为他信神所说的，是人所不能成就的。
Abraham believed God that man cannot fulfill it.
他相信神所给他的，就一定会实现。
He believed what God has given to him will be fulfilled.
所以他得到他的儿子，是因为人的能力不能得到的时候，神应许给他就得到了。
he had a son because God promised him. It's not because human effort.
所以当他献以撒的时候,
so when Abraham offered Isaac to God,
所以他相信从无到有的神能够让以撒从死里复活,
he believed God made something out of nothing can also replace what he's taking from Abraham. That is the faith of Abraham.
当我们相信耶稣基督, 他从死里复活,
when we believe that Jesus was resurrected from the death,
并且把圣灵赐给我们, 给我们新生命,
and giving the Holy Spirit to us, we have the new life.
这叫我们的信心。
That is our faith.
所以我们因为相信耶稣基督, 成为叫做以信为本的人,
because we believe God, and that is our faith.
所以以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
For those of faith are the sons of Abraham.
所以就因信得所应许的福气。
So we are justified because the faith.
那个福气是什么呢?
Was the blessing we received.
福气就是圣灵。
The blessing we received is the Holy Spirit.
第十四节, 便叫亚伯拉罕的福, 因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人。
Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come up on the Gentiles in Christ Jesus.
如果没有耶稣基督, 他的所作, 他的所事,
if we do not have Christ, what he is, what he did,
我们就没有今天能够因信得到所应许的福气。
Then we may not receive the promise of the Spirit.
就是圣灵。
That is the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣在地上的时候跟门徒说了,
when Jesus was on the earth and he said to his disciples,
我要把圣灵保惠师赐给你们,
I'll give you the Holy Spirit as a mediator.
所以当耶稣升天的时候,
so when Jesus was resurrected,
让他的门徒回到耶路撒冷去在那里等待,
before he was ascending to heaven, he asked his disciples waiting for him in Jerusalem.
五旬节的时候, 圣灵就赐下来。
So in the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured on the people.
那么再后来,
after that,
在该撒利亚的一个罗马人的家里,
in the Romans centurions, Sitorian's home, yeah.
很不情愿的彼得呀, 跑到外邦人当中给他们去传道去。
Peter, who does not really willing to preach gospel to the Gentiles.
所以他正传道的时候,
when he was preaching,
圣灵就降下来,
the Holy Spirit
poured
on the people who are heard his word.
圣经怎么说? 跟他同去的那些犹太的信徒们就稀奇呀。
And what the Bible said, the believers who are with Peter, they are amazed.
所以神真是有恩典呀, 也让这些外邦人得恩典得圣灵了。
God's grace is truly and is amazed, and they are up on the Gentiles.
这稀奇呀。
They are so amazed.
但可惜的是什么呢? 虽然在那之后, 他们见证了外邦人得圣灵这样的情节。
Even though they are the witnesses and saw the Holy Spirit was up on the Gentiles,
他们还能后来跑到加拉太那里，但可能不是一群人， 还能够传出一种另外一种的道理来。
But after that, they still, you know, continue went the church in Galatia and preach the works by the law.
所以呢，第一部分我们看到哈，因信称义从亚伯拉罕开始。
So justification by the faith is from Abraham.
亚伯拉罕信神。
Abraham believed God.
不是靠行为得到称义,
not because his good works.
我们信耶稣,
we believe in Jesus.
不是我们靠行律法,
not because we are doing good works of God.
所以我们就得被称义,
then we can be justified.
我们这样被称义的人,
we are justified.
因着靠信心,
because of the faith, and we can be called the sons of Abraham.
我们因信得到了亚伯拉罕, 应许给亚伯拉罕的福气。
Because of the faith, we receive the same blessing as Abraham.
神把圣灵赐给我们这些以信为本的人。
The Holy Spirit was given to us who are believe the Lord.
所以这部分说的什么, 等于保罗从两方面来说明。
So the Paul explains from the two aspects.
从经历上, 从道理上都说明了我们得圣灵是因为相信，不是因为守律法。
From the experience and from the knowledge, and we are received the Holy Spirit is by faith.
我相信这一部分对加拉太人可能不是很困难。
For that part, it shouldn't be so difficult.
可能比较困难是另外一个问题。
Maybe the difficulty for the Galatians.
就是你们靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？这是一个大问题。
As the big thing for them is began by the Holy Spirit, but they want to be perfected by the flesh.
我们经常听到我们朋友们信主之后。
We often heard this.
感谢主，他救了我。
We often hear this and thank the Lord, I was saved.
所以从今以后呢，我要好好努力。
Then I have to working hard.
努力努力做一个好基督徒
，working hard to be a good Christian，
不辜负神给我的爱
，so I can please the Lord。
那么加拉太人很多也是这样的心思，因为他们是追求的人。
Same thing, the Christian in Galatia。
如果像哥林多教会，那就不用提这个了，大家反正信完之后还是稀里糊涂的。
This is different from the church in Corinth。
所以呢，他们要努力来做一个好基督徒。
Christians in Galatia want to do good things to be a good Christian.
那怎么办呢？
What do they do?
所以最简单的方法就是我们努力嘛，就是靠肉身来成全嘛。
Very simple, they want to do a good work and they want to depend on their flesh.
所以但是保罗在这里面告诉我们。
But Paul said to them,
他也是引用圣经的话告诉我们。
He also used the word of God.
所以第十节第十一节啊，这里面讲了一个道理。
So the verse 10 and the verse 11 and showed us.
他说靠着律法的，就是被咒诅的。
For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse.
那我问弟兄们，弟兄姊妹们，这句话讲的是信主之前呢，还信主之后
？I'd like to ask you. For this verse is for people who are believed before saved or after they're saved.
这里没说是吧
？It didn't say, right?
其实也包括信主以后啊。
This is including the you after you were saved.
我们再好的行为不能把我们带进耶稣基督的救恩里面。
No matter how good we try, how hard we work, we cannot get the salvation from the Lord.
这是信主之前呀。
This our
信主之后，这里也说了，凡是靠律法、靠肉体要讨神的喜欢的，是被咒诅的。
Here says, if after you are saved, if you rely on good works of the law, you are under a curse.
因为保罗不是自己在那里说，保罗是引用了旧约圣经说的。
Paul quotes from the Old Testament.
他说，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。
He said, for the written in the scripture, cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them.
那这里面指的，如果不是单指摩西五经的话，恐怕要包括整个旧约圣经里所有的一切的律法典章和规定。
It's not just the law from the Torah, and this is the law from all the Old Testament.
而且要什么？要持续的、一直的来守这个。
You have to do them all and continue to keep the law.
所有的规定都要守得住。
All the laws you have to keep it.
如果不这样的话，就是被咒诅的。
If you do not keep it, you will be under a curse.
就是不讨神喜欢的。
You cannot please God.
所以保罗的结论是没有一个人能做得到。
So the result is, Paul said, no one can obey the law and do the law.
那不完蛋了吗？我们就没有活路了吗
？If no one can keep the laws, then no, there's no way to out.
所以保罗给我们指出另外一条路，叫做靠信心而活。
So Paul pointed another way for us so that we can live by the faith.
所以因为经上说义人必因信得生。
Because in the Bible, according to the scripture, a righteous shall live by his faith.
所以一条路是在律法下生活，一条路是在信心下生活。
One way is you live under the curse of the law. Another way is you live and according the spirit.
在律法下生活是被咒诅的。
If you under the law, you will be cursed.
在信心下生活呢
？You live by the faith.
这里说了，义人必因信而活着。
A righteous live by his faith.
所以是两条路，两种活法。
It's two different way to live.
在律法下生活是什么样子的
？What's the life and live under the law?
保罗在罗马书当中说了。
Paul and said to us in the book of Romans.
亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了些什么
？What Abraham gained through his flesh.
神应许他给他一个儿子，他不说不相信吧，他相信了。
God promised Abraham and gave him a son. He believed.
他太太觉得好像神的这个恩典、神的应许不完全不够。
His wife Sarah and think that the grace of God is not enough.
是，所以这是我们都知道的故事。那么他们自己努力得了一个以实玛利，对吧
？Then we know that through the flesh they have a son called Ishmael.
一般来说，以实玛利就是我们今天阿拉伯人的祖先。
Then we know Ishmael is the ancestor of the Arabians.
那么我们看他的弟弟以撒，他是犹太人的祖先。
And Ishmael's brother Isaac is the ancestor of the Israel.
我们看今天中东的局势，我们就知道了。是不是？这其实还是以前的事情。
If you look the situation in the Middle East,
按照律法生活就在咒诅底下。
And that is how you live under the law is being cursed.
因为保罗在罗马书讲得很清楚，没有律法本不知道什么是罪。
Because in the book of Romans, Paul said clearly, without the law, we do not know what is sin.
有了律法，就生出恶欲来。
Because the law, we know what is the sin.
所以加拉太教会有个什么问题呢？叫贪图虚名。彼此惹气，互相嫉妒，相咬相吞。
So what's the problem in the church in Galatians? Because they are biting each other, they're provoking each other, and envy each other.
其实很简单，就是行律法呀，比如受割礼呀，其实就是为了要立功，对吧？要立功。
It's very simple. If they want to live by the good works of the law, they just want to do it according to their own flesh.
是我在神面前我立功了。
So they can You know, they can say to the Lord, I did good.
我做的比你多，我做的比你好。
I did better and I did more.
你没有做。
And the others did not do it.
你立功没我多。
I did more than the other person.
但为什么你是负责更多的事情？
But why you're in charge for more?
这就引起了各种各样的争端出来。
There's many jealous and envies.
其实这个受割礼是就是为了割掉人的污秽和肉体，对吧
？The circumcision actually is to cut off the flesh of the human being.
但人夸要受割礼这件事情，它本身又是属肉体的，对吧
？But when we boast the circumcision, that we boast our flesh.
那你说我们信耶稣的人，上次弟兄讲了，我们是死了的人呀。
We are believers in Jesus Christ. We should be dead with Christ.
你都死了，你再去割一刀有什么意义呢
？We should be dead with Christ.
所以这里就是保罗说加拉太人愚昧的地方。
That's why Paul said they are foolish.
你们都死了，已经割得完全了，你还要再受那一下，那根本就是愚昧嘛。
And Paul said you have been crucified with Christ, and why you need to be circumcised?
所以到后来保罗就说了其实受不受割礼呢全无功效对不对
Paul mentioned about you know, to be circumcised or not is really nothing
所以呢其实没有功效的事情你做了反而觉得你有功效
If it's useless, why do you do that?
你觉得我在神面前我做了一些事情
You think that you did something in front of the Lord
然后呢其实在神那里神不认可
But actually God does not admitted it.
你还以为你做了很多很多事情。
You think you did so many before the Lord.
这是保罗担心加拉太人的地方。
That's the worry of the Paul for the people in Galatia.
怕他们就是停在基督道理的开端。
Because they stopped at the beginning of the knowledge of Christ.
后面没有跟上，生命没有成长。
They do not have the life of Christ. Their life is not growing.
甚至走错了道路，在恩典当中堕落了。
Actually, they are went to the wrong way and almost deceitful.
那么你说我们今天教会的光景怎么样呢
？So what's today's church situation?
其实我。不准备举些例子哈。
I didn't want to say too much about it.
就是 愿意我们多思考神的话怎么说的。
I'd like to think about what the word of God.
神说了，体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇。
God said, if you set your mind on the flesh, you are the enemies of God.
实际上就是说，不出于圣灵的，在神面前都没有实际的意义。
Actually, is out of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, there's meaningless.
所以无论这些事情有多么大。多么轰轰烈烈，如果不是出于圣灵的，都没有意义。
No matter how much, how good you're doing those things, they're going to be meaningless before the Holy Spirit.
好，这里保罗说了，依靠律法的，在律法下面都是受咒诅的。
Here, Paul said, if you live according to the law, you are under a curse.
那我们怎么办？
What do we do then?
我们看第十三节。
Let's read the verse 13.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上说，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
So the 13 said, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree.
所以我们还是回到这里，就感谢赞美神，他的救恩呢是完备的。
We thank the Lord. His salvation is perfect.
前面讲到了，我们得到圣灵了。
We just shared. We have received the Holy Spirit.
我们靠圣灵进门，要靠肉体来成全，这是一个无比傻的事情。
Having begun with the Holy Spirit, but want to be perfected by the flesh is foolish.
圣灵是谁？
Who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是三位一体神当中的一位。
Holy Spirit is one of the Triune God.
宝贝不宝贝？
It's precious, right?
我们有着宝贝在我们这瓦器当中。
We have this precious in our the jar of the clay.
难道是仅仅证明我们已经得救了吗？
So just to testify we are saved?
要仅仅证明我们是因信称义了吗？不是的。
Just because we are justified by the faith?
那就太小看圣灵了。
This is it's not what Holy Spirit does.
不是，是圣灵要带我们在过每天的生活，让我们过一个属灵的生活。
The Holy Spirit want to lead us and guide us so we can live a holy life.
我们弟兄在这里每次都讲我们要看属灵的事情。
The brothers always share with us and focus on the spiritual life.
什么叫属灵的事情啊？
What's the spiritual thing?
听起来我们很觉得很大的一件事情。
When you hear spiritual thing, that looks it's a giant.
就是圣灵要做的事情。
That is.Just the Holy Spirit.
你说大不大？
If you see it's big,
它可以做很大的事情。
This can be a very very big.
那你里面有圣灵吗？
If you have Holy Spirit,
你里面有的话，圣灵在你里面，你就是属灵的。
If you have Holy Spirit in you, you are belong to God.
所以这里的结论是我们既然靠圣灵开始，就要靠圣灵成全。
If we have begun with the Holy Spirit, we need the Holy Spirit to be perfected us.
这是我们活出这个得救生活的途径来。
That is our way to be a good Christian.
否则我们就受咒诅的。
Otherwise, we'll be under a curse.
那么问题就来了。
That what is the question here?
我们怎么能够靠圣灵成全呢？
How could we rely on the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么能够过一个顺着圣灵而生活呢？
How can we live by the Holy Spirit?
所以我讲一个小故事。
I want to share you a story.
你们大概听过，我再讲一遍。
You may heard about it.
这是江弟兄讲过的。
This is Stephen Kwong, brother Stephen Kwong shared.
他说倪弟兄原来在福建那个枯岭的时候呢。
When brother Ni,
就是倪拓生弟兄。
Watchman Ni lived in Fujian.
那个山上呢有一个就是电工。
There's a mountain in Fujian.
文化程度不高。
A person lived on that mountain who is not very well educated.
所以呢倪弟兄就带他就信主了。
Watch Manny preach the gospel, so that person was saved.
你信了之后倪弟兄就下山走了。
After that, Watch Manny left.
这个弟兄有一个特点，特别爱喝酒。
The brother who are newly savedHe likes to drink.
所以呢，冬天的时候，因为冬天福建山上也是很冷的。
In the winter, in the mountain, that's very cold.
所以呢，他就让他太太准备好酒菜，晚上坐在那里就准备开始吃饭。
This newly saved brother and he prepared alcohol and meals.
然后呢，他就哎想起来这个我们信主要祷告吃饭。
Then he asked his wife, "Yeah, we should pray and give grace before we eat."
然后就开始祷告。
Then he started pray.
祷告到一半就进行不下去了。
He prayed halfway, he cannot continue.
然后就起来，怎么都不对。
Something wrong, and he couldn't continue his prayer.
后来他跟太太说：“把酒拿下去吧，我这个祷告不了。”
Then he asked his wife to take away the alcohol from the table.
嗯，还有一件事情在那之前，他说把让太太把圣经拿过来，把尼利兄留下那本书拿过来。
Before he asked his wife to take away the alcohol, he asked his wife to get the Bible from.
说到底圣经说了没有？我们可不可以喝酒？
He asked his wife, "Did the Bible say that we cannot drink?"
所以他因为他文化程度不高，我们就翻一翻，什么也没找到。
Because he was not very well educated, he couldn't find the verses.
所以他就继续祷告。
And he continued prayed.
还是不行，就干脆让他太太把酒撤掉了。
He still couldn't continue his prayer. That's why he asked his wife to remove the alcohol.
然后就好了，就祷告吃饭。
Then he continued prayed.
第二天祷告吃饭。
The second day, same.
等到天气暖和了，尼弟兄上山了。
When the summer has come and watch my knee came back again.
他就问尼弟兄说：“我们基督徒到底能不能喝酒呢？”
He asked Brother Knee and said, "Being a Christian, can we drink alcohol?"
尼弟兄很智慧地说：“你为什么问这样的问题呢？”
Our brother is answered very wisely and said, "Why do you ask this question?"
所以那个弟兄就把这个事情说了一遍。
That brother and explained to Watchman Nee what happened to him.
他不知道什么叫圣灵啊。
He did not know what is the Holy Spirit.
他就说我里面的那个老板呀，他不让我喝，所以我就不能喝。
He said to Watchman Nee, the person inside me, he's the boss. He couldn't let me to drink.
所以这就是。顺着圣灵而生活。
That is live by the Spirit.
但如果今天你问我们，你说我能不能喝酒啊
？If today you ask me, can I drink?
我不知道。
I do not know.
顺着圣灵而生活什么意思
？Live by the Spirit, what does that mean?
我们每个人都有不同的这个人格 personality.
We have a different personality.
圣灵在你身上的工作可能都是每个人都不一样的。
The work.Of the Holy Spirit on you and on others are very different.
所以，如果我告诉你你应该怎么样去做的时候
，If I tell you what to do，
那就是守律法了。
That is the legalism.
所以有一年呢，我跟袁飞弟兄招待刘志雄弟兄去吃一回云吞面。
One year and myself and Brother Yuan, we together took Brother Philip.
刘志雄弟兄。
Brother Peter for wonton soup.
因为他听说我们温哥华有一个全北美最好的这个云吞面。
Because he heard we have the best wonton soup in Vancouver in North America, so we went.
吃饭的时候呢，袁飞弟兄问刘志雄弟兄一个问题。
During the meal, and Brother Yuan asked a question.
你们知道，我们袁飞弟兄的问题都是特别狠的。
啊？
特别直接的。
The question Brother Yuan asked was very direct.
他说：“刘弟兄啊，你说我们能吃血吗
？”He asked Peter Liu and said, "Brother Liu, can we eat the blood?"
然后刘志雄弟兄顾左右而言他，没有回答。
And Peter Liu, Brother Peter Liu, did not really answer his question.
所以顺着圣灵而行，不是一些规条。
So live by the Holy Spirit is not the legalism.
所以你问我到底可不可以吃血，我也不知道。
If you asked me, can I eat the blood?
你去读圣经。
And I would answer you, go and read the Bible.
保罗说了。
Paul said.
凡事都可行，但不是凡事都有益处。
All things you can do, but not everything beneficial.
什么叫益处
？What's the benefit?
对我们自己生命有长进，有帮助。
The benefit is if you do things is good for yourself and your life of Christ can grow.
或者可以建造别人，对吧
？Or you can help and build the body of Christ. That is the benefit.
几年前有一年在西安特会上。
Many years ago, during the WCCC,
你看西安特会有一个特点，人多，吃饭的那个地方小。
You know, WCCC, there are so many people, but a very small place for meals.
所以你要按照时间去吃饭，对吧？比如说你们这几个组呢，就十二点去吃饭。
You have to go and according to the timetable.
所以那次我大概是分到十二点半去吃饭。
That time, my time to eat is 12:30.
有一天我去的稍微早了一点。
One day I went there a little bit early.
我想我不能进去，我在外面等，等我到点了我再进去。
So I told myself I cannot get in because it's too early. I have to wait outside.
其实人也不多，人也没有多少。
Actually, that time there are not many people there.
然后呢，我就看到了几个熟悉的弟兄。
When I was waiting, I saw many brothers who I know.
其中有一个就是郑杰弟兄。
One is our brother Zheng.
然后郑杰说：“你在这里干嘛呢？”
Brother Zheng asked me, "What are you doing here?"
我说：“我十二点半的，我还没到点呢，在这等着呢。”
I said, "My lunch time is at 12:30. The time is not yet, and I'm waiting."
那时候跟郑杰弟兄没有现在这么熟。
That time I do not know Brother Zheng very well.
反过来他也一样。
Same, he doesn't know me very well.
所以说，哎呦，我也十二点半的，好，我们一起等。
So, and then he told me, oh, my time is also at 12:30, so let's wait together.
后来一看后面，这就没人了，后面。
So we look at the back, there's no more people behind us.
我跟郑杰在那谈了好半天了。
Just me and Brother Zheng, we were talking.
郑杰弟兄说一句话。
Then Brother Zheng said,
我们就不要守律法了，好不好？
Could we not just keep the law?
这什么叫过圣灵带领的生活？
So what does that mean to live by the Spirit?
什么叫过律法的生活？
What does that mean to live by the works of the law?
圣灵在里面会带领你。
The Holy Spirit will lead you.
我们第二章最后讲到，我已和基督同钉十字架。
In the chapter 2, Galatians chapter 2, it's clearly said, I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer who I live, but Christ lives in me.
我们弟兄们都讲过这段。
The brothers all shared about this before.
现在我考考你们。
I'm gonna test you.
谁死了？谁活了？怎么活？怎么死？你怎么来判断这个事情
？Who died and who lived? How do you know?
基督在你里面活着，到底怎么活？
If Christ lives in you, how does he live in you?
不明白是吧？
Do you understand?
好像明白。
Do you understand?
实际上不明白。
You may not really understand.
下面怎么说？并且如今我在肉身活着。
And also said, and the life I now live in the flesh.
是因信神的儿子而活。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
这里面说是因神儿子的信实而活。
He said, "I live in the flesh. I live by the faith in the Son of God."
你说我们每天判断，哎呦，到底我现在活着是基督在我里面活着呢，还是我自己活着
？If you question yourself every day, who lives in me, Christ or myself?
我到底死了没有
？Have I died?
我们人会疯的，对吧
？We're gonna go crazy.
这里说了，我们活着不是这样活的。
Here said, "What we live."
是靠。神儿子的信实而活。
What we live is live by faith in the Son of God.
他的信实是什么
？What's the faithfulness of God?
就是我们可以相信他。
That means we can trust him.
信靠他。
And rely on him.
然后因为什么
？Because.
因为他把圣灵放在我们里面。
Because he has given us a Holy Spirit.
我们怎么能够顺着圣灵而活呢
？How can we live by the Holy Spirit?
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loves me and he died for me.
我们怎么办
？What can we do？
如果我们爱他
，If we love him，
我们为他舍己。
Can we die for him？
可以说是我们放弃 ，give up。
Or we can see we give up ourselves。
或者我们拒绝我们自己 ，deny。
Or we can deny ourselves。
我们爱他，为他舍己。
We love him. We can deny ourselves.
圣灵就工作了。
Then Holy Spirit will work in us.
圣灵就工作了。如果我们靠着自己
if we rely on our flesh,
圣灵就没有工作的地方。
The Holy Spirit has no way working us.
为他舍己，圣灵就工作。
If we deny ourselves, the Holy Spirit will work in us.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你赐给我们圣灵。
Lord, we thank you, give us the Holy Spirit.
不但做我们得救的凭据。
Not only the proof of our salvation.
让我们知道呼喊神为我们的阿爸父神。
Then also we can call you Abba Father.
我们谢谢你圣灵在我们里面一直带领我们。
We thank you that the Holy Spirit dwells in us and leads us.
在地上的一生当中都做我们的引导。
So we can live on this earth and led by the Holy Spirit.
出于圣灵的才是神所喜悦的。
From the Holy Spirit, then we can please the Lord.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
谢谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.